keep the puck inside the zone. Another shot taken. Far circle. Now Dusik winds up a shot, a goal! Bemidji State goes up 2-1. Lauren Miller. What a play. Miller was again right at the doorstep. They're reviewing this one. It looks like it might have gone off of her body. Off of her wrist. Oh. It might have gone off of her chest. I don't know. They're taking a look at it as we speak. Another reviewed goal. That's number, is that number two or three of the night? Number three of the night. I'm sitting between the two coaches here tonight. Shane Vinkner on my left and Travis Smith, our goalie coach. And my goodness, got the experts next to me. Both say it might have been redirected off of a body part, not a stick. So we'll see what the referees decide here. But 7:58 to play in our second period. Beavers were on the power play. Minute 14 left on that penalty time to Krzyzaniak. This has taken a long time for them to decipher it. And, of course, a lot riding on this game for Bemidji State. They finally are making up their minds, it looks like. Maybe not. There's, like, two refs in the booth. There's four other people looking over the shoulder. And the entire North Dakota band sitting behind the penalty box, all looking and waiting to see what this call is going to be. If indeed it would be the second power play goal of the weekend for Bemidji State, this one by Lauren Miller, if indeed it is a goal. And fingers crossed it is. Give the Beavers their second lead of the weekend. And the referees are coming out. Beavers with their fingers crossed. A goal! Bemidji State goes up 2-1. The Beaver bench goes crazy. Their fans sitting behind them go crazy. Bemidji State with a power play goal. 2-1 our score.